The Wall Street Journal, citing sources familiar with the panel's confidential reports, notes that Canada and Mexico have asked for the World Trade Organization's help against new U.S. COA rules, which they say are more restrictive and harmful to beef cattle and pigs imported into the U.S. than an earlier version of the legislation that was found to violate WTO rules, according to Meeting Place. Now, back in July, the WTO decision was provided to the government, but will not be made public until it's translated, which could be weeks or months. WTO rules give the U.S. 60 days to appeal from the date the report is published. Now, supporters of COA say U.S. consumers have a right to know where their food originates from, but opponents say the rule would be costly and burdensome. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Bob McCann says this will make COA more of a global issue.
Much bigger. Lots of states will be affected if there are retaliation tariffs. So it'll change the issue. It'll be a lot more comprehensive. You know, I mean, we've dealt with this problem for over 10 years now, so I guess we just continue to deal with it. But I think we're at a point now that international trade is so important to this market, and trade in general is so important to our country for jobs and economies that I think people are starting to stand up and pay attention that this is not a good law, and it's not helping anybody.
Last month, the U.S. Appeals Court in D.C. upheld COA rules. The nine judges who ruled in favor of USDA rules stated the government has a substantial interest in requiring meat processors to label where livestock was born, raised, and slaughtered, including food safety concerns. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.